With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As day five of the government shutdown approaches, the bipartisan battle over funding continues.
The federal government shutdown will stretch into next week after the Senate failed again to pass a temporary funding measure to reopen the government. And neither side is showing signs of blinking. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slammed Democrats, saying this madness must end. At the Capitol, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries complained that President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are deeply unserious about ending the impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats keep insisting on things they know cannot be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan blames Democrats for the shutdown, saying they rejected a GOP bill that would have kept funding at current levels.
This is a clean CR. And by the way, it's a bipartisan clean CR, both in the House and both in the Senate. By that, it just continues to fund government at current levels, no side benefits one way or the other.
Senator Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Israel's prime minister says he hopes to announce the release of all hostages from Gaza in the coming days as Israel and Hamas prepare for indirect talks in Egypt on a new U.S. plan to end the war. Benjamin Netanyahu said late Saturday that he sent a delegation to Egypt to finalize technical details. He says that our goal is to contain these negotiations to a time frame of a few days. He spoke after Hamas said it has accepted some of the elements of President Trump's plan. This is SRN News. Most men are pro-life, yet some, however, are hesitant to admit it. Correspondent Bill Alexander explains.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today, it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. Sean Cochran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue. We're talking about the intentional killing of innocent human lives. I'm Bill Alexander.
You'll find more on these stories and details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. European Union leaders have a new way to provide longer-term financial and military support to Ukraine using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets held in Europe.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of the immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Students who attend Pentagon-operated schools on or near military bases are also feeling the effects of the government shutdown. The Department of Defense Education Activity, which operates 161 schools on or near military bases globally, has stopped all extracurricular activities. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.